In this second part of my program, I'm going to begin with a couple of hit recordings from the late 1950s. Later on, there'll be recordings by people including John Charles Thomas, Gladys Moncrief, Gene Austen and Johnny Mathis. And, of course, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. Come true, my life I'd give for you, my heart a wedding ring, my all, my everything, my heart I can't control, you rule my very soul. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes of people go by.
Charlie Make Believe was written by Conway Twitty and Jack Nance, and we listened to Conway Twitty's recording of the song in 1958. And the following year, the Flamingos had a hit with I Only Have Eyes for You, song written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren for a 1934 movie called Dames, in which it was sung by Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. The Bee Gees hit from 1969, a number one hit from 1969, I Started a Joke, written by Barry Morris and Robin Gibb, and that was a recording by James Galway, the flautist, with the Galway's Pops Orchestra. If I have time, I'll play another recording from that disc later in the program. From 1969, I'm taking you back to 1941, a song that won the Oscar for the best film song of that year.
A lady known as Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were. there's no sign of her. She has left the Seine. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. Last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicab that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. Her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way.
The last time I saw Paris. That was the Academy Award-winning song from 1941, introduced by Anne Southern in a film called Lady Be Good, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. Well, also from the 1940s, here's a hit recording by the Andrews Sisters, Woodpecker Song. Do you remember? Well, if I make the appropriate adjustment, we'll hear the Woodpecker Song.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. To serenade your lady, just find a tree that's shady. And when you hear that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, 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 a tick, tick, sing right along. Come on and try his rhythm, and let your hearts beat with him. Just listen to that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, tick, happy little woodpecker song. He's up each morning, bright and early, to wake up all the neighbors. His happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Just hear him pecking, pecking all day long. He's peck, peck, pecking, pecking good and strong. He is happy.
happy, kind of sappy, as he pecks on a tree, pecking out a simple melody, busy as a buzz bee, making good, chopping wood, working hard as anybody could, happy all the day. He's very happy all the day. To serenade your little lady, lady in blue, just find a tree that's very shady. And when you hear that tick-a-tick, tick-tick-a-tick, tick-tick-a-tick-tick, sing him right along. Come on and try his rhythm, tick-tick, come on and try his rhythm, and let your heart beat with him, quick, quick. Just listen to that tick-a-tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song.
The Andrews sisters, Patty, Maxine, and, what was the other one? Laverne, I think, yes. They sang the woodpecker song, a great hit, one of the many hits for them. Jimmy McHugh composed the next tune in 1933. That was the American alto sax player Charlie Parker playing Don't Blame Me, written by Jimmy McHugh in 1933.
painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose, playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they all turn out all right, if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, written by Al Dubin and Joseph Burke for the 1929 Warner Brothers film Gold Diggers of Broadway. That recording was by Jack Hilton's orchestra from Great Britain with a male trio providing the vocal. In about 1 minute, I'll play a recording by my singer of renown. My singer of renown for the first week of September 2023 is an American tenor, who began his operatic career singing at the Metropolitan Opera in New York in 1945. His name, Richard Tucker, probably not well known in Australia. Because of his great success in singing operatic recordings or singing operatic arias written by Italian composers, he became known as an Italian tenor at the Met, and he was a leading tenor at the Met for 30 years. He performed in numerous concerts in the 1950s and 60s, and incidentally, he is the brother-in-law of American tenor Jan Pierce. Richard Tucker, he's about to sing Addio Fiorito, a Farewell Sweet Home, from Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly.
Scratch your throat,
from Madam Butterfly, my singer of renown for this week, Richard Tucker, sang in Italian, of course, Farewell, Sweet Home. I'm going to take you from opera to operetta now. The Nun's Chorus from the operetta Casanova was sung by Annie Frind, just as she sang it in Berlin in 1928. It was a composition of Johann Strauss II.
Thank you.
That was a Pachelbel Canon, written by the German composer Johann Pachelbel, in the 17th century. It was played by James Galway with the orchestra, directed by Glenn Spreen. Here are two songs written in the late 1920s by the American songwriter Wolf Gilbert.
I dread the dawn. Mona, I need you, my own.
Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, written by Wolf Gilbert and Nat Shilkret in 1928, sung by one of Australia's most beloved sopranos, Gladys Moncrief. And then Ramona, that was Jean Austen in a recording from 1928, written by Wolf Gilbert and Mabel Wayne. Johnny Mathis, one of my favourite singers. Have you enjoyed this recording by Johnny? Love. Johnny Mathis was accompanied by Ray Cronoff's orchestra in that recording. The song was written by Billy Miles.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Oh, can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and and dance with me. Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners, and then you may never have to change partners again. With me, won't you change partners and dance with me?
That was Billie Holiday. You heard also Nelson Eddy and Nick McDonald and Fred Astaire. Time for me to say cheers until next week. Hope you've enjoyed the program.